very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, February 19th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Gukurahundi atrocities and the possibility of reconciliation in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And of course, the Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7, a Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Gukurahundi atrocities and also the possibility of reconciliation in Zimbabwe.
In a recent interview with the state-controlled Sunday Mail newspaper, Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko exonerated President Robert Mugabe for the Gukurahundi atrocities and instead laid blame at the door of the West, saying that the atrocities were a Western conspiracy. Thousands of innocent civilians, some estimate that there were about 20,000, predominantly of Ndebele ethnic origin in the Matabeleland and Midlands regions, were killed by the 5th Brigade, a crack unit that was trained by North Koreans.
The government of the then Prime Minister Robert Mugabe claimed that it was fighting dissidents who were destabilizing the newly independent country. But the elimination of thousands of civilians was widely interpreted as a form of ethnic cleansing. The killings only ended in 1987 after the late Liberation War icon and former Vice President Joshua Nkomo signed a unity deal with President Robert Mugabe to form a government of national unity. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, I've spoken for it.
Of course, there were attempts to investigate these atrocities, especially led by the Catholic Commission. The Catholic Commission for Justice and Peace, CCJP, of course, they came up with a publication titled Breaking the Silence, a report on the disturbances in Matabeleland and the Midlands. And of course, that report, the government did not want it to be published. Of course, Gukurahundi is a traditional Shona word, which means the early rain, which washes away the chaff before the spring rains. It is the word chosen by the Mugabe regime to describe a military operation against largely a civilian population during the 1980s. Hongu hamadzadiwa nasi tauti tinge tichitaura nezve nyaya yeGukurahundi zvichitera mashoko akataurwa iwo nemutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaPhelekezela Mpoko ekuti aiwa vaMugabe vanga vasinei nechekuita nekuurayiwa kwakaitwa vanhu kuMatabeleland nekuMidlands vachiti izvi zvakaitwa nevekunze nyika dzekuma wirira vachiti ndo dzine chekuita nenyaya iyoyi yekuti vanhu vanga vachifa asi vamwe havasi kufara nemashoko iwaya sezvo ivo vamupoko vari zvakare gurukota rinoona nezvekupodza maronda nekuregererana. asi nyaya dzakadai hadzinangoitika muZimbabwe chete ku South Africa pakapera apartheid vanhu vakagara pasi vakagadzirisa nyaya dzacho ku Rwanda zvimwe chete izvozvo vanhu vaigara pasi vaipomerwa mhosva vachitaurawo vachipadivirawo hama dzevanhu vainge vapondwa dzichitaurawo nekudaro vanhu vari kutaurawo kuti pada muZimbabwe ndozvinoda kuitwa kuti vanhu vagare pasi vakurukure nezvenyaya iyoyo Gibson.
Yevahambe zulu kandawa namhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba olusindayo kakhulu abantu bakwazi ukuthi i-Fire Brigade yenzani eMatabeleland njalo le nkabazwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kwakugijinyiswa ke abantu bezaphu ababe ngaphansi kwamnumzana uJoshua Nkomo ngesikhathi khonapho yena engazani kuthiwa wayelwisana lo president uRobert Mugabe. Kona kodwa ke siyakwazi ukuthi ubaba Nkomo watsho ukuthi hayi yena wayengalwisani laye njengoba wagcina baleke elizweni waya eBrithani. Kodwa babonayo civil blessing bathi abantu abafika 20,000 one babulawa bebulawa nje libutho leli ele-Fire Brigade elalolongwa ngabantu be-North Korea. Yes, siyakwazi njalo ukuthi kulo judge kwakuthiwa nguSimplicius Chihambakwe wacelwa ngumongameli Robert Mugabe ukuthi akhangele ahlolisise ukuthi kwenzakalani. Siyakwazi ukuthi kwaba le-Simplicius Chihambakwe Commission of Inquiry enziwayo kodwa ke okwakhitshwayo khonbana akuzange kutshelwe uZulu ukuthi kuhamba njani. Sikhuluma nje namhlanje lokho ongaziyo ukuthi kambe waphumani kukhonokuyana. Ye kuzobuya njalo ke kule Catholic Commission Catholic Commission for Peace and Justice iyahlolisisa khonoku sibilo kwenzakalayo. Ugwalo lwangkhona lule igwaliba elimnyama ju. Sikhuluma nje phakathi kwakusegwalibeni leli kuyethusa kakhulu. Babe sitsho nje bekhuluma labantu lapha nalapha bakhuluma labo ukuthi kati kwenzakalani. Abantu bakhuluma iqiniso ukuthi hayi bona badlaselwa ke ikukhula hundi and kwesinye isikhathi abantu babemiswa bagejelwe bephila abanye banje omama bebadabule bathi ngabantwana bama-distant. So ke siyakwazi ukuthi hayi ludaba olubuhlungu kakhulu kodwa ke nxa sixoxa namhlanje sicela ukuthi lizothe kancane sixoxeni ukuthi sibone ukuthi kuyaphumani nxa sikhuluma ngakhonokho ukuthi abantu babe ne-patience blessing ukuthi sikhulume ngakho enxa kungaba lokuxolelana sibone ukuthi siyangaphi phambili. Sizwile njalo ukuthi umnumzana uphelezela Mpoko yena ongu-vice president weZimbabwe ukhulume esithi lokho kwe-ground kungani yiloko kuthiwa yi-conspiracy yabantu basentshonalanga babengafuni ukuthi kube lokukhululeka e-South Africa. So kodwa abantu bathi ubaba lapho ngani uphosisile.
Of course, I think Gibbs, we have our first guest. I think he will be here for the first half of the show. That's MDCT spokesperson, Mr. Obet Gutu. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Good afternoon. How are you this time? How are you?
Thank you so much. We are doing fine. Maybe, Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
So now, Mr. Gutu, what can you say about what was said by Vice President Phelezela Mpoko? We know that your party has already said he must resign. What do you think?
In fact, we as a party were totally taken aback by Mr. Phelezela Mpoko's remarks concerning the Gukurahundi genocide that took place in the Midlands and Matabeleland provinces from the early to the mid-1980s. It was actually even more shocking to us because Mr. Mpoko is supposed to be heading the Ministry of National Healing and National Reconciliation. And we were of the view that he should have been the last person to make those kind of remarks, particularly publicly. And we also we have the view that for a man who is supposed to hail from the western parts of the country, from Matabeleland province, it was shocking, really. But then we understood where he was coming from. He is a man who is, with respect to ghosting in from nowhere and singing very loudly for his supper, showing gratitude to his political master for having been appointed the second vice president of Zimbabwe. But we felt that he should be the last person to have said the Gukurahundi genocide was a Western conspiracy when there is evidence that is indisputable to the effect that no less than 20,000 unarmed, defenseless civilians were massacred in the Midlands and Matabeleland provinces during the Kukurawundi era. Mm-hmm. And they were massacred in such a brutal manner, to such an extent that you would expect that for a 74-year-old man like what Mr. Mpoko is, he should really have shown some decency by showing empathy, by showing some respect, at the very least, for the victims and also for the survivors, mm-hmm. and indeed for all peace-loving Zimbabweans.
Thank you, Mr. Gutu. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the remarks that were made by Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko, who said that Mr. Mugabe must be absolved from the alleged atrocities in the Midlands and Matabeleland provinces during the so-called Gukurahundi. And of course, he is being criticized by some, though, of course, Gibbs is not the first time that he has made such remarks.
Yes.
He made similar remarks in Botswana mm-hmm. when he was mm-hmm. the ambassador there. But what many people are saying is disturbing is that mm-hmm. Mr. Mugabe himself, he said it was a moment of madness.
Mm-hmm.
Some take it to mean that mm-hmm. he was admitting that indeed what happened there should not have happened. And I think we are being joined by our second guest, mm-hmm. that is Reverend Ray Motsi, who did actually a PhD on Gukurahundi. Reverend Motsi, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yes. What is your take on these remarks by Mr. Mpoko?
I am not actually worried about Mr. Mpoko's remarks
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times most of these people who want to talk about Gukurahundi are people who are talking on political terms mm-hmm. in order to gain leverage, advantage, and popularity in many ways. But at the end of the day, the real people who are meant to benefit and to be cared for are actually continue to be victimized
mm-hmm.
by the various talks that people are making, because the whole issue of Gukurahundi is not a political game. It is supposed to be how we can take care of the ordinary people, men and women, children, that disappeared, that were killed,
mm-hmm.
and the trauma that has come because of that.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, and how can we find ways and means in which we can actually help these people to cope with life under such circumstances? That is what the real issue is. And as far as I'm concerned, the issues of trauma are issues that are meant to be taken back to the people
mm-hmm.
and find out how best we can actually include and involve the ordinary people who are the very people that were victims in the first place, and they have survived,
mm-hmm.
and hence they've now become survivors because of what time has lapsed since this has happened. And therefore, to continue in a political speechifying in terms of who says a good speech and who says a bad speech does not help. What mm-hmm. needs to be done is, what are we going to do as Zimbabweans about the effect of Gukurahundi, which is evident
mm-hmm.
right across the board, particularly from people who are from Matabeleland and Midland, and not only that, but particularly also from people that are coming from Mashingo, Mashonaland, and Mutare, who, when people start talking about Gukurahundi, they actually want to give an impression as if these people are lying, that there have been something of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
That is really what the real issue is. How do we deal with that is what the problem is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Motsi. Gibbs?
Yeah, ngilomnumzana ke umafa lapha ecingweni, blessing. Baba Mafa, ungawutshona njani?
Ngitshonile muntu kaNkulunkulu.
Yeah, banjani abantwana?
Hayi, siyadala ngalokhu esikuzwayo ngobaba Mpoko.
Ye, ungathini ngakho baba?
Ngicela ukuxolisa namhlanje ukuthi isizwe sikaMthwakazi sizibambele indaba leyo sebengalwi. Siyadana thina abakaMthwakazi abangapha esiNdebeleni nabaseMidlands kakhulu ezindaweni ezinjengesihlobela, nenkayi, neGwanda, neMatopo. Ukuthi ubaba uMpoko engasebenza laye njengeqhawe ama-1970s eZambia engomunye owayethungamela i-logistics nguye namhla engasiphika asihlanzi ethi i-Gugurawund kayazi sizwa sidanile kakhulu. Ubaba uMpoko wahamba waye eMozambique ekuzipha ngeminyaka elandelayo wasala khonale abanye sibe sebebuyele emuva eZambia. Wahle wathatha umfazi eMozambique. Yikho ubaba uDarengwe esithi kwabaleka watshiya abatwana empini. Lathi sesithi sesithemba sibili ukuthi ubaba uDarengwe wawuqinisile ukuthi uMpoko wasebenza watshiya engakaqedi indima yakhe. Yikho sesimbona namhla senguvice president. Sasingakwazi iminyaka eminingi ukuthi yena ungambasada. Hambe ngaya ku-ambasada ngama-1983 e-Austria wayehambe njani. Sithi baba Mpoko kungcono uxolise uthi mayuyu abantu bazawuxolela. Ungayekela khonoku uzahamba loku uthabisa abantu bezano labomgabe labantu bani. Bazagcina bekulahla njengabokhaya abathiwayo. Wena uvela la. Ungaba ngcono namhlanje ekhumisane lathi thina silabaqhwana ababulawa yigugurawundi, silabafowethu ababulawa yigugurawundi. Namhla yena sephika bekithi ngamakhiwa ezama ukustabilize ukustabilize sibuhlungu. Yikho-ke lokhu sokwenza ukuthi exolise nje ube ngumuntu obambe intambo zokuxolelana nokuthethelana nokukhumisana umlodi sevusa amanxeba. Ngibona ngani kobulawayo kakhulu yimviki emandebeleni. Angikhulumi tribalism kodwa umuntu wonke osemathebeleleni ngumzukulu kakamzilikazi. Uvela emanawu nguvela ngaphi kodwa sebemhlanzile uMpoko sebuye kabi ngenxa yokuthi ufuna ukuthabisa abantu. Thina sithi mayuyu sesifuna ukuthi into zonke zeGugurawundi ziphume sobala. Kulethi hambakwe ekhomishini ayiphumanga izimbuje nathi commission ayiphumanga ikumphoko kabuye layo siyibale sizwe ukuthi mbani wabulala abantu njalo uza kuhlawula ngani.
Ye, siyakuza kakhulu baba Mafa. Yes, ungathina lokho sasa sibili.
But maybe. Mr. we'll call you again in the second half of our show since we are only going to have Mr. Gutu for the first half of the show since he had a prior engagement. So we'll give you a call.
Oh, thank you very much, Sheva. You need a better translation now in English and show now. I'm available.
No, we'll definitely call you. Regaiti, tinotenda. Regaiti, dzoke kwa muri. Vagutu, tichienda mberi. Panga gathiris kwa sei, panya ayo ye Gugurawund.
Gugurawund, I see issue ye yekuti munhu anobva kuethnic group ripi. Ndoda kutanga ndajekesa ipapa kuti nyaya yeGugurawundi inyaya inoaffecta munhu wese weZimbabwe. Saka ndachaura nezveGugurawundi hakusi kuti ndanzotanga vamambo obvunza vanhu vamose kuti iwo mapolitician ndo ari kutaura nokuti vanoda kutsvaga political mileage, kwete. Apapa tiri kutaura izvo kuti nyaya iyi inyaya yakarwadza munhu wese weZimbabwe ane mwoyo, munhu ane rudo nenyika yake. Zvisinabatsa kuti munhu anobva kumatebeleland here, munhu anobva kumidlands here, munhu anobva kumanikaland here kana kumasvingo. Nokuti kana tida kuvaka nyika hatifanirwi kuda kutanga kutataura kuti zvinhu zvataurwa nani, tisati taterera kuti zvakanaka here kana kuti kwete. Kana tichitaura nezveGugurawundi tiri kutaura semapatriotic Zimbabweans. Ndoda kuparijekedza ipapo. Saka pane maCommission of Inquiry akaitwa anotova maviri. Akaitwa nemitekwa-tekwa panyaya dzemutemo the first commission yakaitwa na vakazenge vari chief justice of Zimbabwe. Mhm. Chief justice Enoch Dumbuchena. Mhm. Vaita ongoro yavo haina kubudisa pachena. Mhm. Ichipiri ikazaitwa negweta guru rinozikana nenyika yose muZimbabwe. Mhm. Vasimblisi yasichambakwe. Vaita commission of inquiry report yavo. Vaita kuhurumende na nas maripoti yose wavo ava Dumbuchena. Nawa avachambakwe haana kubudiswa pachena. Saka tiri kuti kana vanhu vachiti inyaya yemapolitician arikutsvaka mairage vanenge sokuonawa kwangu ini vachitokanganisa zvikuru. Nokuti ngatimbobvunza mubvunzo mudokudoko wekuti kana pasina chiri kuvanzwa nehurumende mari commission of inquiry report ya Justice Dumbuchena na loya vachambakwe sei maripoti avo akanzi awa haabudisi pachena. Anogara ari muchiwanze. Chii chakataka kuti hurumende yezanu isada kuti maripoti awa abude pachena. Hazvinei nepolitics izvi. Vachambakwe serizva kwangu havasiri politician. Igweta rakatoti trenavo rinotanga basa rechigweta. Vadumbuchena vanga vari judge. Vakatanga vari gweta vakamboisa havo politician. Saka it's not a political issue kana issue ya politician set. Issue ya maZimbabwe. Saka tinoti kana vamugabe pache zvavo vakambobuda pachena vachitivo gukura hundi was a moment of madness. Chii chinozopa murume anonzi Perekezera Mupoko oneyanya wokutaura izvo kuti gukura hundi hainei nehurumende yamugabe. Gukura hundi yakakonzerwa neconspiracy yenyika dzokumavirira. Ndosaka tiri kuti vamupoko ngavasiye basa nokuti kutaura kwavo kunotaridza kuti munhu asina hanya nevanhu vakapondwa mugukura hundi. Munhu asingakodzeri kupuwa chigaro chepamusorosoro chokunzi muteedzeri wemukuru wehurumende. This is not about politics. It is about justice. It is about human rights. It is about human dignity. It is about fairness.
Rambai zvenyu muri parunhare tichati vamotsi vapindure Gibson nani vaterera.
Nilo mnumzana ke uGabriel Ndebele oseZimbabwe. Baba Ndebele ungachona njani?
Sichonile baba.
Natutaba ke baba Ndebele ungathini ngalo?
Usidaba loli mina ngifuna ukulubeka lube sobala. Nxa sesingenisa opelekezela phoko. Sivele sibangeniselani bengazi lutho ngegurukura wondi. Wayengaphi engakhulume ngakabi ngovice president. Kine esikufunayo lapha sifuna ukuthi ababe aba-affectwa i-ground yibo kumele bakhulume njalo kasikhulumele ukuthi kuyaliwa kuliwa kokuphela kokuphela. Nxa kuliwa kokuphela kokuphela kathi sizakhulumisana nini. Kina sifuna ukuthi kube loxolo kuphume sibile kweqiniso ukuthi abantu sithi siyaxolisa. Sayenza into embi. Nxa sesiyenzile into embi sesixolisa. Hayi sesixolelana asitsho ukuthi imvukela hayi kathi sizazesicile nini.
Aha, so ubona zani kungezwani ke baba Ndebele ukuze tukubele ukuxolelana?
Thina sithi akuye kuground bekuyekele ukukhuluma ngabantu khulunywa ngabantu abakhona kathesi. Kakubuye kuground sizabatshela sibatshengise lezi ndawo senze konke sibe sesisitsho ukuthi hayi abantu baphela sivile. Kodwa ke sicela umuntu oyedwa axolise into eyenzakala emiglezi emathebeleleni.
Singathi baba Ndebele
lapho uyabona singezo
ye lawo wakubona baba Ndebele wakubona kwenzakalayo
yini? Yebo phela ngikhulume kakhulu ngalinto ngatho lokuthi mina ezilungu i-heroes day isenzela eBhalakwe ngiyeke ngiye khona ngakhuluma ngiwukansela ngazokhuluma ngu-MP. Bathi angeke ngiyikhole. Ngizaya njani, ngizajayiva njani, ngigide njani. Mina ngisazi ukuthi kwaphela abantu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ke
baba. Kanti kaluba i-heroes eka eyangapha, aluba yafakwa kuyindawo. Aluba siyahamba siyegida ngoba sigidela ama-heroes. Afela abafa befula ilizwe. Laba abafa kade ngegukuruzi, babulawa bebulawa ngobani. Ababefula kulelizwe. Khonapho njalo singakhangela. Ungathola ukuthi ama-dividend lalawe khona akula dividend lalikhona. Nxa sikhuluma iqiniso engeke babe babili bebatata kodwa abafaye soma-dividend kwafa abantu kuphela ngasoma-dividend.
Hayi, siyakuzwa
yiliphi ezingalitsho ngoba asingumurilisa but ngathi ngathi ukuthi ilite lafayo kumbe elinye likhona kade esitizen yalikhuluma ukuthi kwafayo ilite
izizwe. Ye, endebele baba, endebele baba, siyabonga kakhulu. Yes, so Mr. Ndebele is saying, where was Mr. Mpo all along? So he says he's just coming from nowhere to say some of these things. So he says, you know, people are not fighting on this issue. They are saying, can there be some reconciliation? So he says, at the end of the day, sorry is the biggest word here. People have to say sorry. They have to go to the ground and talk to them and say, okay, what happened? Let's rectify issues. So I think he's got a point there. What is that again? Mzalo Ndlovu, ucheshe nje khona ba osegoli. Baba Ndlovu, ungawutshona njani?
Ngiyaphila njani ba?
Hayi siphile Ndlovu, ungathini kodwa balolu ba?
Lelidaba yidaba elibuhlungu kakhulu baba manje.
Ehhe.
Ibuhlungu kakhulu. Ngasho ngiyangisho ukuthi isikhathi ukuthi iZimbabwe yaba nebhadi elikhulu kakhulu ukuthi ibe namalidazi afana nabomgabe. And enye into ebuhlungu bese siba nabanye amalidazi. Umphozo ngeke umpize njengokuthi lida ngoba ikilazi upopayi into ekhethiwe nje ukuthi ime laphaya. Kule upopayi. That's why nje ukhuluma loku akushongo. Sinabo upopayi abaningi kakhulu abakuzana ukuphiwa ababuya eceleni lelamalayika semathezeliland. Abaphika into abayaziyo eyenzekayo emathezeliland. Lazo nalo omunye abanokuthi ngokumfonela kuthiwa uMorris Ngenya nabanye so and so naboSimon Khaya Moyo labo. Baphika into abazaziyo bonke naboJonathan Moyo. Opopayi nje abalapha kuzana ukuphiwa. Yibo abantu abayenza into asho ngakho ingakho ubona izana ephiwa e-structured ngakhona the way ebunjwe ngakhona. Abantu ababuye eceleni lasemathebeliland. Bahlala bengama-second vice president, second vice president. Anyway, so izinto ukuthi umgabe ezo-appointed, that means amaNdebele they are not, angazi noma izinto umgabe ayithatha akhona ukuthi they are not capable to lead iZimbabwe. That's why, always, noma i-constitution, so-called constitution ezanephiwa, ethi amaNdebele bafanele bahlala bengama-second vice president. Ingakho kubona lo popayi abathile kungena uphelezela mphoko ekhuluma kanye ngoba upopayi uzothi upopayi angazi noma uyakwazi uMandlovu loko esikhule sikudlalisa uyakwazi uMandlovu bakho
ye nyakuza
so uMandlovu into oyidlalisa bekefuna ngakhona so ingakho loku akushoyo ukusho ngoba efuna ukujabulisa ubhosi wakhe ayikho enye into angayisho ngaphandle kokuthi ajabulise ubhosi wakhe umgaba ngokuthi imajority ezanekiwe oqeshayo uyo appointayo so ifanele asho kanjalo umpho ngoba upopayi kamgaba ucabangela ukuthi sisaze kuphela ukuthi abantu abaningi baphelayo bangakanani
hayi Ndlovu baba
into engayisho ukuthi one day lizobafika la namhlanje sinaborugare gumbo babekhuluma bedefend izano tf bedefend umgabe ngendlela namhlanje bayakubona namhlanje
yeisikhathinalabo
banye kuthiwa homoris ngenye kona basezokubona khona lokho ngoba igazi labantu elachithekayo eliningi angeke linalo nje phansi kanjalo igazi lomuntu asiyigazi lembuzi noma lenkomo.
Ye, Endlovu baba, isikhathi sesiphelile Ndlovini. Endlovu, sibili siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, yeah. So he's saying, you know, what Mr. Mpo said is not good at all. And he says you don't play around with people's blood, you know. It's very dangerous. So ke qhubeka khona mpho sibone. Kodwa ngizabamba lapha ngilo mnumzane uVodloza, sizambamba ecingweni kumbe ukukhona ukufuna ukukhuluma.
Of course, unfortunately, but we just have to thank Mr. Gutu for joining us. He was just here for the first half of the show. Maybe your last word, Mr. Gutu, 30 seconds.
Thank you very much, Blessing. And just all I have to say really is to say, Mr. Mpoko should look himself in the mirror, think about what he said, apologize to not only the victims and the survivors of Gukurahundi, but all Zimbabweans, and last but not least, he should resign from that position.
Thank you, because Mr. Gutu. I'm sorry. Time is not our best ally, but we, of course, want to thank Mr. Gutu and also Reverend Motsi. Please do stay on the line. We'll be coming back to you. Of course, our radio listeners, go to www.voezimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. We are streaming live. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kim Dube saying, stay tuned to Zimbabwe.